Troy, does the 4-0 score tell the story?
Well, I obviously didn't think we started very well tonight, and it was pretty much downhill from there. So it certainly wasn't one of our best games of the year, but all you can do is kind of move on from it. We certainly have had a nice stretch of hockey, and as I said to the guys, and I've used this analogy before this year, you know, there's a fine line between a rut and a groove, and we were in a great groove there for about practically 2 months, and now we've got to pick ourselves up, and this time of year there's no room for any kind of rut or your season will be over. So I think as a team we've made way too much progress, and you just got to kind of shake it off and take a day off, take a deep breath, and come back and focus on having a good practice on Sunday, and try and salvage the road trip with obviously another 4-point game on Monday.
No ground loss to Utica, so I guess that's the silver lining out of all of this. Do you play on that to get ready for Toronto?
Yeah, well, we'll certainly talk about that on Sunday. You know, obviously, when I addressed the team, I didn't know the result. And, now Cleveland's back in the mix. Obviously, that's pretty much an 8-point swing for them. And now they're, it's going to be a 3-team race with for that 4th spot. So I think, Archibald said it best. We control our own destiny. And we just got to get, pick the pieces up here and get back to work on Monday.